Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, pull up a car.
Hey, what's going on? Cruising through the small, little, fine town of Coochie.
Hey, down yonder in the Coochie. That just don't sound right, John. Coochie.
No, it doesn't. Coochie, no. Huh? No.
This is a G-rated podcast, John, and you got me saying dirty words to start the show.
Name of a town. What are you going to do?
Yep. I wonder how drunk that person was when they named that town. He was on like his third brewski or third shot and third brewski when he named Coochie.
Back there in these hills, I believe that might be Shine. So.
Even better. More of an excuse.
There you go.
So, how's everything going? How's bus driving treating you, John?
Oh, good, good. The hours still suck, but other than that, it's working out fine. So you get a little overtime this week, and I got Tuesday off. So yeah, that's working out pretty well. So and I was able to extend once or twice this week, so that's nice. So, but it's just the hours are just still horrible, and especially with Epcot staying open until 11, we're running until 1:30 in the morning, working until 2. So that just stinks. So.
Hello, guys. So my computer did the same thing. Our Skype recorder actually taped over. John, like, doubled up me and John's conversation again. It was only for half the show. Luckily, we had to cut half off because of a recording problem. So half the recording was fine. The other half isn't. And some of the things that we missed, one of the things that we were going over was the reading of some of the movies coming out from Disney and Pixar and how excited we are. So one of the first movies that's coming out is called Luca. And what it's about two sea monsters. It's two young boys that are in their late teens, I would say, from looking at the preview. It's called Luca. And what it is, two friends, they want to explore Italy like in the 1950s. And the reason you know it's 1950s is because there's like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea posters, like little things like that from movies that were in that era. So it's around the 1950s, and they're roaming around, and they're two sea monsters, but they become like humans, just like Ariel with the Little Mermaid. And in this case, it's two guys, and one of them, Luca, they both meet a young girl that's a human that shows them all around Italy. And I don't know the previews, but I have a funny feeling that Luca will like the young girl or whatever, but we shall see. But me and John were both really looking forward to this because, like, with me and Brenda with Remy and Ratatouille, we love all the scenes of France and how they show you the beauty of the city. And what I'm hoping with this Luca is that they're going to do the same thing but bring out all the beauty of Italy. So the next film up is called Encanto. E-N-C-A-N-T-O, Encanto. And it means charm in Colombian, which everybody for now on should call me Encanto, because I am very charming, which we all know. And John loved that joke, by the way. But what it's about a family of elves that live in the hills of Colombia, in the forests of Colombia. And it really looks cool. And all these elves have superpowers. One of the elves has the power of healing. Another one is super strength. And every one of the kids have superpowers except for one of the children, Maribel, who's a 15-year-old. But we think the way the movie, everybody's speculating that the movie is going to be where she finds her power that hopefully saves everything or brings the whole family together. So we will see. It's called Encanto. Another one coming out is called Turning Red, and me and John got a kick out of this. It's about a 13-year-old called Mia Lee. And when she gets really excited, she turns into a red panda, which is a family curse. And this movie's going to be released in spring of 2022. The other two movies, Luca and Encanto, are both supposed to be released this year in 2021. And then the last movie that I'll have to cover here by myself before we get John back is called Lightyear. And we all know what Lightyear is. It's the prequel to Buzz and Woody. It shows everybody how Buzz became Buzz. And he was a young test pilot, and then he became a space ranger. And the sad part of it is to me is, and John agreed with me, that Tim Allen's not going to be playing this part. And we're both really upset about that. Me more than John, and we all know that. John will be okay with it. But Chris Evans is going to play the role of Buzz in this movie. And I love Chris Evans. I thought he was great in all the Captain America movies, the Avenger movies. I think he's a great actor. I've watched his other films. But I just think it's wrong. I hate that. And my opinion is politics is the reason why they didn't want to use Tim Allen anymore, which is very sad. You know, I mean, I don't, either way you believe, I just, Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear to me, just like me and John spoke off the air when the recording that got messed up. It's the same thing with The Lion King. Without having Matthew Broderick in that, and not having James Earl Jones, it kind of ruined the Lion King the live action film for me. I don't know why they changed it. I would have loved to have had. I wish they'd have left it the way it was, because Mufasa is not Mufasa without being James Earl Jones, in my opinion. So, and the same thing, Simba was, you know, the voice of Matthew Broderick. So I'm very sad about that, and I'm really sad about Buzz, because everybody knows how much I love Toy Story. John loves Toy Story, and it's going to be weird. And I know what Disney's going to say. They said it's going to be the younger version of Buzz, but going into the next movie that is, it's actually this movie here, or this series here, is actually coming to Disney Plus. It's called Monsters at Work, which is going to be Monsters Inc., and it's going to be really cool. It's going to be the guys come back to work the day after scares are no longer wanted, and they're going to be starting with the laughs at the factory. But when they did Monsters College, they still used Billy Crystal and John Goodman, which, why didn't they change their voices? It's just political to me, and I just wish we could. I wish politics didn't have to be involved in everything. We do the Disney thing not to have politics included, but apparently we can't get away with it. So Monsters at Work is going to be really cool. I'm excited about that. It's going to be on Disney Plus, and it's going to start July 2nd. And there's going to be a guy called Tyler Tuskman. He's a young college graduate, and he got hired to become a worker at the Monsters Incorporated. But when he got hired, he was class valedictorian, it seems like, from what I'm reading here, of scares, actually. So he's going to have to learn how to be funny and make kids laugh instead of making them cry. So it should be very interesting how Sully and how Billy and John Goodman, the big guys, teach him how to make people laugh. So I'm really looking forward to that. And believe it or not, one of our favorite characters, Roz, she's going to have a twin sister named Rose. So I wonder if she's going to be the happy one of the two. So And then me and John will get into Doug's Days cars, and that's where John's going to join me again. And again, I'm very excited about Lightyear. I want to see where Buzz came from, but very sad about no Tim Allen. So we shall see. I am going to watch it because I'm a Disney nut, and I love Toy Story. So I'm very, very excited about how this is going to turn out and where Buzz actually, how it all started. So we're going to lead back into John now. I apologize for John being out of this segment of the show, but here we go. Back to me and John. Bye-bye. So anyway, John, as we were trying again, you're finally cleared up. You're out of the mountains, the Rocky Mountains of Florida.
Or the foothills of Claremont.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Yeah. Anyway, Doug's Days, which is, you know, I just explained a couple minutes ago, but I call the father on that Ed Asner. Don't he remind you of Ed Asner from the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Yes, he does.
So, but anyway, he has, supposedly Doug has puppies, and he's chasing the squirrel around the backyard, but it's all with the Up characters in it. I'm wondering if Russell's going to make an appearance in it. So, I'm excited about that one. What about you?
Yeah, it's basically Up Part 2, right?
Well, kind of. It's going to be on Disney Plus. It's kind of like a sidekick to it.
Okay. Yeah, but as long as it has characters, yeah, it should be good. Is Kevin going to be in it?
That's or Russell, isn't it? Or Kevin's the bird.
Kevin's the bird.
Yeah, Kevin's the bird. Russell's the kid. It didn't show them, but I would assume the two of them are.
Okay.
I'm hoping they are. So that's coming fall of 2021. And then fall of the following year, which they have announced but a far way ahead, is the Cars. It's going to be Cars on Disney Plus. It's going to be a new show. And it's going to be where Tomator and Lightning McQueen tour America, which I'm excited about that.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, there's so many beautiful places to see in our country that I would like to see more views of it, more scenery. Like, I would like to bring more attention to it, is what I'm trying to say, to the different beautiful things in every state. It would be pretty cool if those two are driving Route 66 through the entire country, you know what I mean?
Now, is that going to have Larry the Cable Guy and Owen?
Yeah.
Whatever hell his name is.
So, Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy, yes.
Yep. So,
yeah, cool. They better. I just seen one of my favorite movies of all time, too, again this weekend, Wedding Crashers. I love that movie. That movie cracks me up, John. You like Wedding Crashers?
I think I saw one. I think it was okay. I don't think it was one of my favorites.
You don't have any sense of humor. It's okay.
No, I'm more of a Caddyshack and Vacation type of guy. So.
I love Caddyshack. I love Christmas Vacation. I like regular Vacation, but I love Christmas Vacation. But did you like Step Brothers?
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, dude, you got to watch that. That's with that John C. Reilly and, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. The one that played Elf.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah, so, anyway, they're, I'm so mad I can't think of who he is right now. We got 1,000 people yelling at us right now, but, dude, you got to watch Step Brothers. That movie is hysterical. Me and my godson, whenever it's on, we text each other. So you got to go check that out.
All right.
Step Brothers in Old School. Blue, you're my boy. You watch Old School?
I haven't seen that one either.
Another good comedy, my friend. What else we have here, Johnny? Where are you driving right now? How far are you from the park?
I got about 20 minutes before I get there. I'm running a little late.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got a 10 minute gap. So,
yeah. Well, you better hurry. Put the pedal to the metal, kid.
No, it ain't worth. It ain't worth getting a speeding ticket to be on time. So.
No,
I know my rules.
There you go, good boy. Speaking of rules, John, it looks like Disneyland might open April 1st, John.
Well, good. Finally.
I don't know if our buddy Robbie's going to run right out. You see that food that man eats all the time?
Oh, did you see his breakfast this morning?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Looked fantastic.
I mean, not as good as that Florida's Egg Benedict, but damn close, John.
Yeah, that looked pretty good. pickled red cabbage on it. Oh, that looked nice.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I will say one thing. The man knows how to eat. So when I come to California, he better feed me well, John.
Yeah, he's going to tote you all around. I hate to see your dining bill at the end of the week, but, you know.
Well, I don't know. I'll help pay for some, John.
Oh, okay.
Key word there, some.
Some.
Right. Now, I know we'll be eating good, eating and drinking good. Him and Brenda will be, I'll be in the food with them, and Brenda will be into the wine with them.
There you go.
Yeah, but, yeah, the governor finally says that California can reopen on April 1st, John. So.
Well, that's good. Oh, yeah, speaking of that, Doug, I think this is probably our one-year anniversary of me and you just talking about a year ago and talking about the pandemic, and both of us agreeing that there was absolutely no way that Walt Disney World was going to shut down.
Yeah, we didn't think so.
Talk about total incorrect. Oh, well, you know, we tried, but... Oh.
I think you said that, and I disagree with you to let you feel like you were important.
Oh, okay. So secretly, you knew it was coming.
Yes, I just I get tired of being so clairvoyant. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah. Well, speaking of March 15th, Doug, I've been a bus driver a year already.
That's crazy, dude.
Yep, March 15th is a year, and the first couple of days of March, sometime in there. Was an important day for me. It meant that I had actually been a driver by myself longer than training. So I was happy about that. It seemed like I was stuck in training forever. So I'm so happy to be out on my own finally. So,
nah, good for you, John.
Yep.
What a relief. But anyway, I'm sure nobody knows Disney doesn't know exactly. I don't know exactly how many people are going to be allowed in Disneyland. It looks like 15% right now, and I don't know if our buddy Robbie's going to run right out, but I'm sure he's excited about it. I'm sure California is excited about it, and I'm excited about it just because it's one more step of the world getting back to normal.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and getting back to the way that hopefully we can all get the shot and resume back to normal life. So.
And then after you get that announcement, Disney announces it plans to close 20% of the Disney store locations by the end of the year. So as it restructures for COVID-19, the company operates around 300 Disney stores across the world, and the closure will affect at least 60 of the U.S. locations, according to reports. More jobs being lost, John. That's very sad.
Well, those stores come and they go. You know, they were like really popular, popped up in the late 80s, early 90s, and then they kind of ebbed and flowed since then, and then some other company bought them out. And I don't know, my biggest problem always with the Disney store and the malls were that they had too much children's stuff. There was like no adult, hardly any adult t-shirts, no like backpacks and stuff like that. It was all kids' stuff.
And that's where we call Disney's corporate idiots, because they don't understand. they I still don't believe that most of these morons that work in the corporate part of the buildings, that I think these people are the people that don't even like Disney. They're just there for the money, and they don't comprehend, like a lot of the idiots that I get in arguments with, is that Disney's for kids. Why are you going there as an adult? Blah blah blah. If you really look into it, our friends, most people that buy all the merchandise or everything are Disney adults. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and the parks know it. I mean, you go to the parks and there's a giant selection of merchandise. But, I mean, you would think that they would have looked at that model and said, well, maybe our Disney stores need to have some more adult merchandise. And they never have. They really never have. I think at one time they had a bigger selection than they do now. But, yeah, now it's basically a kid's store.
Yeah, so. Ours has t-shirts, but you know how many stupid hats I would buy if I could go in there and they'd have an assortment of 20, 25 hats?
Or a new backpack, or, you know, any of that type of stuff. Mouse pad, you know, all that kind
sweatshirts.
Of
sweatshirts. Yeah. Because usually what...
Kitschy stuff. Yeah.
More kitchen stuff. You know, I mean, but every time I go to the Disney store, like, I bought a bunch of... I went in there during Christmas time and bought like 20 masks just to buy them because I'm addicted to this stupid place. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just to have something to buy, John. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But anyway, and a lot of it also, they're saying, has to do with their relationship with Target now.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
So, but
it's, oh, speaking of Doug, if somebody is down here on vacation and really wants to save a couple of bucks, the Target that you went to, you probably went to when you had your house over in Kissimmee, over there on 192, giant selection of Disney merchandise, and a lot of it is every bit as nice as the stuff you'd find in the park for about half the price. So if you were buying, if you're, especially if you're buying souvenirs to take back to folks up north and stuff like that, not the stuff that your kid sees and has to have right away, but take the stuff back up, I would definitely take a spin over that Target and check out their merchandise.
So. Oh, absolutely, John. And just buy it and then carry it through the park, and then you could say it was in the park.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I've heard that quite a few times that, you know, you buy something and you hide it, and then you give it to your child at the end of the night and go, look what I got you, and you saved a whole lot of money.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of staying off property, John, our buddy Evans was down there with his family. He actually drove down, and they stayed off property for the first time ever. And I spoke to him today, actually, and we're going to be doing a trip report with him within next week or two. And he said he'll never stay on property again.
Yeah, yeah. When I saw him down there, I met up with him at Disney Springs, and we hung out for about an hour. And, yeah, he was totally stoked with the place that he had rented. So.
Said something about 11 days for $1,700, John, in
a
four-bedroom, three-bath house, or five-bedroom, four-bath house, something crazy like that, John.
Yeah, it was a big place, you know, and he thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, said he was three miles from Disney Springs. So, how can you go wrong, John?
No, it's just some people really like the fact of staying on property, and then other people have more important factors, and all of that is really determined on you as a person, you know, what you really get out of your Disney vacation. So,
well, I will say I had every bit as fun staying at the house that I did staying on property, John, that last time. I do love my boats. I love the feel when I get at Riverside, but like I said, there was also something nice about crashing in that quiet house at night.
Yeah, see, I honestly wish I could say that, because then me and Lisa would just vacation from the house, and I would have never had to buy DVC.
Yeah, but you're far enough away where it's different. You're not, literally, I was in the Animal Kingdom in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Even if we ended up buying this place that we're looking at around the corner, I think we'd still vacation on property. I don't know why, but there's something nice about just jumping on a bus and going back to your room, as opposed to actually having to drive and stuff like that, and there's something nice about just being in the bubble the entire time. So,
well, if I go back this trip, John, and I love you, you're my bus driver buddy and the whole nine yards, but if I go back and the buses can actually get me around the way they used to in the early 2000s, I'd be okay with it. But my last few trips, and you know this is before you became a bus driver, before anything has been a problem, I was tired of waiting a half hour, 45 minutes for a bus, John. And that's what was driving me nuts.
And the situation right now is probably about the same, if not worse, because of the new system they're trying to implement in the buses out here right now. There's nights where it goes incredibly smoothly, and then there's other nights where it doesn't work at all, or it works very ineffectively. But it is a new system. There's a lot of bugs in it right now, and they're trying hard to get it streamlined and to get it working better. So I'm hoping at some point very soon that it is all it just works a lot better. So we're hoping.
So, but as of right now, I mean, time is money. You know that, John, when you're on a Disney vacation. Like, yeah, I love staying on property, but I enjoyed the atmosphere of having my own pool, the whole nine yards, and we were there when it was a little cooler still. We enjoyed the pool, but if we'd have been down there in, like, July, you understand, we'd have even enjoyed it more.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of cool, today and tomorrow are the last days I'm probably going to need my jacket or sweatshirt until November. So
yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful today. I think we got a high of, like, 68. Tomorrow's, like, a high of 67, but that's it. And then we're back to 86 on Tuesday, and from there it's back to heat and humidity. So we probably won't see these temperatures again until November. So.
Well, we're like at 38 degrees today.
Yes.
But next week we're going in the 60s, John, and we're going to be 70 possibly one day next week. So
yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, if you're going to be that warm, you can imagine how warm it's going to be down here.
Yep. So. Blizzard Beach reopened, John. They were showing some things at the Tower of Terror. The Lottawatta Lodge is reopened, John, where the covered outside has a big, huge outside eating area, which is very nice over at the water park, John.
Yeah, yeah, I saw a lot of people at Blizzard Beach on over this last couple of days, and I'll be driving by there today. I imagine it'll be packed again today, even if it is a little chilly. And the pool's heated a little bit, and as long as you're running around and you people from up north, you come down and demand that you have to go in the pool, even if it is 40 degrees anyway. So,
yeah, well, I'll tell you what, they got like 40, 50 picnic tables underneath this covered
nice
area, yeah, so that's very nice.
And they've had plenty of time, so there should be plenty of separation and stuff like that. And I'm sure all the cue marks are in place for staying 6 feet of distance, especially at the water park, because you obviously cannot wear your mask while you're swimming. So,
are you sure, John? They make you wear them while you're eating now. So,
yeah, and you know why that rule came around, right?
Tell me, John.
Because they wanted to be uniform with California, and California's rule is that. And so they didn't want people going to Disneyland and following one rule, or going to Disney World and saying, well, this is allowed at Disney World when they got to California. And so they wanted one universal rule, and that's why.
So why the hell, California. Why the hell didn't they use the same universal rule and open that park up?
Well, that to get to that point, this is what the governor had to have, from what I've heard, actually had to have implemented. And so Disney kind of had to go along with that to open California, and to open California, they had to change a rule here in Disney, okay. Disney World. So,
so now you got to eat with a mask on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
It's ridiculous. I'm looking forward to this, John. I think I'm going to pre-order it. Walt Disney. Walt's Disneyland. A Walk in the Parks with Walt Disney guidebook, now available for pre-order on Amazon. It's like $15.99. I think I'm going to order it.
Now, would that be you walk around the parks and you can see what Walt Disney influenced in the parks? Is that what it,
It's
understanding?
It's from back in the day when Walt was there at Disneyland. It's actually showing him walking through the parks.
Oh, okay. So that's not what I was thinking then. So, okay.
It's called Walk in the Park with Walt Disney guidebook, now available for pre-orders. Walt's Disneyland, A Walk in the Park with Walt Disney, is an immersive guide to the attractions and landmarks that Walt Disney created, written by Marcy Character Smothers. Guests can use this guide to learn more about the attractions they experience at Disneyland Resort. So, I think a must-have for all Disney Parks fans, blah, blah, blah. Walt Disney's imprints... imprint remains firmly intact at Disneyland. Walt Disneyland allowed guests to walk around Disneyland, identifying the attractions and landmark Walt championed, touching what he touched and seeing the original Magic Kingdom through his eyes. Walt Disneyland is organized land by land, clockwise, beginning with Main Street USA, then Adventureland, Frontierland, New Orleans Square, Fantasyland, and Tomorrowland. I think I'm going to get that, John.
It sounds great, but it sounds like it would be super useful for Robbie. Somebody that's been to Disneyland to get information that he already knows. But me going to Disneyland for the first time, I wouldn't have the time or the inclination to take my time to look at the book. I just want to see everything I can, you know? So.
Yeah, I just think it would be a cool read around the house this summer, sitting out on the deck, just chilling. Or it's going to be actually, it's not coming out to October, but I could just see me sitting out on my porch or in my office just reading through it. I wouldn't take it to the park. It's more of a hardback, I think.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's more of a read. So I'm into it. What else we have here, John? Bob and Mary stayed the week at Swan and Dolphin, so I'm curious what they thought about that. I got to get a hold of them. We can get a report on that, John.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds interesting. And Boogers didn't even try to contact me and run into me.
Yeah, you got to yell at him for that, John. I don't think they were there long enough to contact anybody. It sounded like he had his whole week planned already. It came out of nowhere, because I was on the phone with him the week before, and he said nothing to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and speaking of the Swan and the Dolphin, just so you folks know, if you are at the parks and you close the park, the Mears shuttles quit running at a certain time. We had to shuttle people back to the Dolphin last night on the bus, on our buses, because the Mears quit shuttling people. So Just be aware of that if you're staying at them resorts.
And so, if you are staying at those resorts and the buses stop, don't say anything. Just say you're staying on property and get dropped off at the Boardwalk or the Yacht and Beach Club, and you can walk over.
Or if you're at Epcot, Doug, I don't know. There's probably another option for you.
Walk home.
Go out the International Gateway and walk. So I'm just saying. Yeah. It's a beautiful walk. So.
Yeah. If you're at Epcot and you take a bus and you're staying at one of those resorts, unless you got a medical issue.
Mobility issue.
You're nuts.
Yeah, you are. Unless it's absolutely pouring or freezing or something of that sort, or maybe the middle of the afternoon, 97 degrees. Even then, I walk that at that time. So,
even if it's pouring, I'm walking, but that's just me.
That's beautiful.
Peter Pan is still under construction, but they do have a nice scrim up now instead of that blank thing they had there. That was there longer than I ever remember Disney having a scrim up.
Yeah, and they get a scrim over Main Street train station right now, which is it's disappointing every time I walk over there. When I take my break at the Magic Kingdom dugout, we have to. This is some of the coolest parts of working out there is. So my break at Magic Kingdom, I go into the entrance. I go underneath the Main Street station. I walk down Main Street for a little bit. Take a right at Tony on the other side of Tony's Town Square. And the Main Street break room is downstairs, and the utilidors behind or underneath all that stuff. So then when I came back out, I was walking towards the buses, and as I walked towards the buses, one monorail going one way and the other going the other way cross over my head. And I'm going, this is a pretty cool job. Pretty cool.
Cool. You're pretty lucky, kid.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet. So
I don't know what's going on here, John. Menus removed from the restaurant, the front of restaurant Marrakesh. So I wonder what that means, John. I wonder if now that Disney owns this too, if it's going to go completely away and something else come.
You know what? Spice Road Table is five times as good as Restaurant Marrakesh was. So yeah. I don't, and it's not to mention a beautiful spot. So as opposed to being hidden in the back of the pavilion. So,
but I hate when anything. I hope they use this space for another great restaurant, because when things are rolling at the parks, there's still not enough place to eat in Epcot for me with the crowds.
And honestly, of all the restaurants, Restaurant Marrakesh is probably one that should have been replaced a long time ago, as opposed to, you know, I mean, they've went through, what, two or three versions of Alfredo's, Via Napoli, over there in Italy. And from what I remember, Alfredo's was always very popular, so I was always surprised that they changed the name and changed the menu there. So, but Restaurant Marrakesh, I don't know of many people that have ever had a good meal at Restaurant Marrakesh. So,
well, I'll say I ate there one time and was part of the dining plan. We ate there and I it was a good meal. It was just good. It wasn't like, I never went back. Put it that way, but it was good. I was full. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like, oh my God, or anything like that. You know, it wasn't earth shattering, John.
Yeah, ours was the most unseasoned, unflavorful meat that I've ever had in my entire life. So it was totally dumbed down for the American palate, which is not what I'm after. So,
but like I said, I hope they open up something great there. I mean,
me too. And not another hot dog stand. So.
Well, what do you got against hot dogs, John?
I'm at Epcot. I do not want a hot dog.
I do. Again, I can't go against the hot dog. If they opened up. Now tell me this, John. If they opened up 52 flavors of hot dogs in there, you would be in place more than you ever were at Restaurant Marrakesh. Can we agree on that?
No, I'm at Epcot. I'm not chasing a hot dog of any type. Well, when I'm at City Walk over at Universal Studios, and I walk out of there, and there's that what is the name of that place over there? There's a City Dogs over there that actually they do hot dogs from baseball. Baseball stadiums around the country.
Ballpark dogs.
Oh my God. And that place is fantastic. Now there I'll get a hot dog, but I don't think I'm going to get one in Morocco. So,
but don't pick on hot dogs, John. I hope they don't add any beer to that pavilion. That's all I'm saying, John.
Well, they usually have what, Casa and Heineken anyway.
No beer whatsoever.
Giant collection.
I hope
of beer.
They remove Le Fin de Mont again, John. You're picking on my hot dogs. I don't want no Le Fin de Mont in the park.
Come on, Doug. Really? Honestly, you're at Epcot. You're going to get a hot dog.
I just don't. It's against my religion to pick on a hot dog, John. It's like you. Have you ever said any negative things about a beer?
Oh, certainly.
No, you'll drink any beer, John. Some are better than others.
I didn't say I won't drink them. But
there you go.
Negative things.
But it's sacrilegious for you to totally trash any kind of beer in general.
Well, I don't know. The hard seltzers I can't stand. I think those are stupid. Well, malt liquor I'm not a fan of.
I don't like Oscar Mayer wieners either, John. But I'm not going to pick on a good hot dog is what my – leave hot dogs alone. But anyhow, Cinderella.
That might be the quote of the show right there. Leave hot dogs alone.
There you go. That's what I'm going to name this episode. Leave hot dogs alone. Cinderella Castle AirPod Pro silicone case, $19.99. John, are you going to pay $20 to hold your AirPods in it?
Probably not.
I don't understand why they don't sell. Like, I just think this is stupid just to sell the case. I think they should sell special AirPods with the emblems on them.
Yeah, that would make more sense, right?
Yeah, I don't get that, John. Makes no sense to me. What else we have here, John boy? You almost to work?
I got about 5 minutes, and of course I get to get trapped behind these slow people.
What else we have here, John boy?
Passing the Polynesian. There it is. Hi, Polly.
Going to check out the Moana rooms real quick, John.
Oh, yeah. Let me run in there. This horrible construction they're still doing in the Magic Kingdom parking lot. I guess they're doing another underpass or overpass probably for the road I'm on now, the Floridian Way. I think they're making an entrance exit off of into the parking lot from there, but it is slow going with this construction. So.
Are they ever going to be done the road construction there, John?
I don't know. I'm hoping all this would have been done by the anniversary, but I don't see it getting done by this year. So, even know what they're doing here. I see a ton of pylons sunk in the ground.
We should take bets on what's going to be done first, the roads, Tron, or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh. Or Ratatouille opened.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to actually open first. That's where my money would be on. But
yeah, I would guess.
Tron, I'm not sure. They're still putting parts together on that. It's never ending. And I got some news, too, booking a trip today. Did you know the Contemporary, the main tower's closing down in July for refurbishment?
No.
Yeah, I heard that today when I was booking rooms because I was trying to book rooms for July, and I can only get the garden wing. They have no tower rooms. So it sounds major refurbishment, I was told. Breaking news.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, and I asked them about Riverside and French Quarter and had no clue when they were opening again, John.
Yeah, that sounds about right. A bit of good news for you on the rumors and speculation front. 2 weeks ago, when I worked on that Sunday, coming back to the Epcot on my last run, driving past the parking gates, guess what I passed? Going the opposite direction, Doug.
What was that?
A monorail.
Oh, so maybe you might be going to Epcot soon.
Yes. It was. They were testing it that night. So, and that's a good sign. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it's opening next week, but it is a good sign that. And we do have spring break right around the corner, so I'm hoping it's up and running by that time. So.
Yeah, so do I, John. Know what else I hope is up and running, which I need to keep. I need to keep looking up every day because me and Brenda, you know, if everything goes good with me this week and everything, we're hoping to go in May. And we started to look at different restaurants. You know how you get on all ears and you start getting excited about your trip. So looking at food gets you excited, right, John?
Oh, absolutely.
And the place I've noticed that still isn't open yet is Wine Bar George, John. And that's really bothering me. Cause, I mean, not Wine Bar George, Tutu Gusto's Wine Cellar. And that really has me aggravated.
Yeah, I was going to say Wine Bar George. No, we ate there a couple of months ago, so yeah. The little wine bar at Tutu Gusto was a lot of fun, and they had some really good food. So,
dude, and Bob said he couldn't find it. It was under another name. It's never been off the menu for me, but, dude, that shrooms, me and Brenda were looking at that menu. We're trying to decide on what two or maybe three entrees we're going to split because we like multiple things, but there's no way I could go there without getting that shrimp scampi again.
Yeah, you really enjoyed it, and I had a bite or two of it, and yeah, it was fantastic. So,
Yeah, that honestly, you know, we got to sit down and do our top five meals we've ever had on property. And that would definitely be in my top five, which everybody probably knows them. But I say we do that again, John, and just for a little update. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
You know, I mean, I talk about a lot of them over and over again, but it would be fun to just do it. So
Try to break them down.
Yeah. Little weekday, 45-minute show, John. I want to start doing those menu shows again if I can ever figure out when we can get you to and from. Reading two menus to you again and see which one you think is better.
Yeah, that sounds fun. It's just a matter of my schedule trying to even itself out at some point. Yeah. I don't think you probably won't want to be up at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning to record one on my way home. So I'm just going out on a limb there.
God willing, if this hospital job gets done in the next month or two and I get laid off for a couple weeks, John, and can get a little break, that might be possible. So you never know. You parked yet?
I am going in through the booth right now.
The other positive thing is, John, the new lights and all around Epcot, Epcot Spaceship Earth really look good, too. I have to say they did a pretty good job on that. Just they dropped the ball with the music.
Yeah, that might be the one thing I see every night is definitely Spaceship Earth all lit up before I leave.
And so, how does it look? Really pretty with the new lighting?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now, Doug, as I pull into the parking lot. There it is. So, yeah, it's really pretty at night. It's got like a purple-blue glow to it most nights. So.
Yeah, it seems like that's the way everything is going, that purplish-blue color.
Yeah, that's the color they're going for the celebration of the 50th. What they call it? Ear
full of magic?
Iridescent. Iridescent is what they were looking for. So. Come on, bus.
Damn, bus is always in the way, John.
This is a Golden Oak one. Or no, Four Seasons. Excuse me, not Golden Oak. So
don't pick on the Four Seasons, lovey.
Yeah, the rich people. All right, I am here and I have got to go. So.
Well, say goodbye, John.
All right, bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Say goodbye. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.
Right, bye-bye.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.